I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Just a few hours, we're all going to assemble at the beautiful Medina Golf Club, where Dr. Kevin Most hosts his annual golf outing for the foundation that supports Northwestern Hospital and CDH and Delnor's Foundation specifically. Is that where the money goes today? Is the CDH and Delnor foundations? Is that?
Yeah, you know, it's the Northwestern Foundation, so it's going to go to actually advancing cardiac care here in the western suburbs under the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. So the advances that have been made in cardiovascular disease at Northwestern are phenomenal in allowing some of that knowledge base and some of that talent to be brought into the suburbs. Is going to allow patients to receive great cardiovascular care here at CDH. So,
and in a city filled with great summertime fundraising golf outings, there's none better than yours. And you've put this together and done it for years, but I'm always amazed at what you're able to get accomplished in a day, and we're happy to be invited.
Yeah, we really appreciate all you guys coming out. It's a lot of fun. It builds relationships as well as makes some money, and we hope everyone has a good time. We try to make it as special as we can because, like you said, we all get invited to 10, 15 of these a summer, so you have to pick and choose which ones you want to go to.
And by the way, if you're going to have a grabber, have it today at Medina.
Oh, my God, right?
There's going to be doctors on every fairway.
It is a really fun golf outing, Doc. One of the best.
Thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward. It looks like we got great weather, so we appreciate that, too.
Who's in town? Is Kurt Byram in town?
Kurt and Tom are in town. They got in last night.
The Byram boys.
Yeah.
Had dinner with them, which is always fun and interesting. And Dr. Giblin joined us for dinner. And then Chris Smith is, he is probably sitting in the Medina parking lot right now listening to you. So he drove up from Peru. Yep.
All right, good. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys in a little bit. Since we're all going to be out in the sun all day, let's talk skin cancer. This is the time of year. Dave, you've dealt with this. You've been very upfront about this.
Several times now.
And what do we need to know? What's changed? And how do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, and it is good that we're talking about it because, you know, this is essentially the start of summer. But people have to realize that skin cancer is the number one cancer. Today alone, 10, 12,000, 13,000 people would be diagnosed with skin cancer in this country. You could take all of the cancers that we've talked about over this year, add all up the number of people, and it won't come close to the number of people who have skin cancer. So it's really an important topic that we talk about because, for the most part, it's pretty preventable. If we do the right things and we behave appropriately, we can prevent a lot of skin cancers.
How about that? 10 to 12,000, and that's every day?
Every single day. 5.4 million cases in a year. It's pretty common, actually.
Your skin is the largest organ in your body. We don't think of it that way, necessarily. But we need to start to understand the basics, and that is, when you and I grew up in the 70s, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, everybody thought, oh, get outside! Get yourself a tan! Put some oil on you! Tanning is not healthy.
No, tanning is not. Tanning is a sign that you've done damage to your skin. So if you think about it, like you said, when we grew up, I grew up on a golf course caddying. I didn't put sunblock on. But today, boy, I'm putting it on every morning, and I'm putting it on before I play golf. And I'm making sure that my caddies have it on. And it is so important, and at least the awareness has happened and has occurred. And a lot of that is because the American Academy of Dermatology has pushed this so much and put it in front of us to say, you guys, you're doing damage to your skin, and we can help you. So some great work done by those people, but we really do need to wise up about how we treat our skin because it is very important. Protects us, like you said, it's our largest organ. Protects us, and some of the skin cancers, unfortunately, that we get, not only do they affect the skin, they can go to many other places in the body and are quite deadly.
Doc, is it a myth to say, okay, I've already been a little burned on the shoulders this season, or I already have the base tan, I don't need to put on sunblock?
No, totally the opposite of that.
You're going to make his head explode. Mm-hmm.
No, because I actually heard someone say this, too. And I said, I don't think that's right.
People that have had that burn, you've done damage to your skin already. And you want to continue to protect yourself every single day. Forget about your quote-unquote base tans. And we'll talk a little bit about base tans later. But, no, you want to put that on every day. And I, you know, A good dermatologist will tell you to put it on every single day of the year, including the winter, at least for any sun-exposed
skin. Yeah, because you get reflection through your windshield when you're driving and, you know, whatever the case
may be. It's already in my moisturizer. You know, when I put my face cream on in the morning, there's already a little SPF in there, which is great. Does it matter if you do the spray or the liquid?
No, it really doesn't. There's spray, there's liquid. Now there's actually even gel for men with thinning hair to put in their hair as and, you know, I think a big thing, too, that Dave brought up last year that we really need to highlight, you know, Dave asked the question, is it good if I had the bottle from last year? And as we, if you remember, we talked about it, you know, FDA says 3 years is how long it'll last. But if you don't know and it hasn't been kept in a good area, throw it away. Buy another bottle. It's $6. It's going to protect you, but you do get a 3-year shelf life on skin block.
And if you left it in your golf bag all winter, get a new bottle.
By the way, the new issue of Consumer Reports magazine rates all of the sunscreens available.
Oh, really?
Gives them all a grade. And of course, the one had found on sale at Costco a couple of weeks ago,
top shelf,
was not rated as high as I had hoped.
That's odd.
What would say number one be?
It's one that actually my wife bought me, and it's very expensive, but obviously I'm going to use
it. I had a dermatologist, because I had a scare, I had a dermatologist recommend something called Calor, and it's a powder.
Yep.
And I look like Mrs. Doubtfire putting it on before golf, putting makeup on. Great. But it's great. It's a powder, and you put it on, and you reapply when needed, and it works. All right, Doc, we'll come back. We'll do more of this in just a second.
You got it.
All of this, of course, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Dr. Kevin Moe's talking about skin cancer. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. All right, Doc, what about lotions and sunblocks and things? We see all sorts of numbers, SPF 10,000. What's legitimate?
Yes. So as long as you have a good understanding of what SPF means, you should be able to choose whatever product you need. So SPF, the sun protection factor, is a number, right? So it's 30, 60, 90, whatever that number is. And what it is it says, if you have a certain type of skin and you were to go outside today without any protection on, how long would it take you to burn? And if it says, let's say it's going to take you 10 minutes to burn, and you put on an SPF 30, you take that 10 minutes times 30, you have 300 minutes of protection.
I never knew that.
If people want to keep it really simple, I would say if you're really religious about putting the sunblock on every 2 hours, then what you can do stay is go with 30. Don't go below 30. You don't really have to get up to 70 or 90. 30 actually blocks about 97% of the rays. So if you are good, find a good one that you like at 30, but remember to put it on every 2 hours. Because even if the sun is blaring and it would take you 5 minutes to get burned, you still have 5 times 30, so 150 minutes. So as long as you're religious about the 2 hours, you'll be covered.
Okay, so let's go back to the base tans that you said we're going to talk about, too. Some people get the spray tan, mainly the ladies, or just go to the tanning bed just to get that base tan. Good, bad?
Okay, so first we'll talk about tanning beds. They're terrible. They should be outlawed, is my opinion, and I hate to get passionate about something, but it's probably the leading cause of melanoma in young women is tanning beds. So at least in the state of Illinois, you can't go on a tanning bed unless you're 18. They figure if you're over 18 and you're dumb enough to do it, then go ahead.
You can tell Doc's a little fired up about this one.
Yeah.
But we have countries like Australia that have said, you know what, tanning beds are outlawed. And we have a lot of, you know, states that have the same laws that we do. Some don't. Iowa, unfortunately, has no restrictions. And you can go, you know, to a tanning bed at the age of 13, and that's unfortunate. But as far as the spray-on tanning, don't get that false sense of security. Although you might look what you think, quote-unquote, is healthy because of the tan, it really gives you minimal, if any, protection against it. So even with the spray-on tan, you still need sunblock to protect yourself.
You mentioned melanoma. That's the killer, right?
That's the killer. That's the one that you really want to be careful about. That's the one that you want to identify as early as possible.
And
I'm going to ask you what they are. What are the signs? I've told you how many times.
Right, but I wouldn't want to show off. So what are the signs, Doc?
And this is simple. We hate things that change, and we hate things that look irregular. All you have to remember is A, B, C, D, E. That's it. A stands for asymmetry. If you look at your skin right now, most moles are going to be symmetrical, whether they're oval or round. But if you cut them in half, both sides would look alike. In melanomas, that's not true. B stands for borders, the edge around. In most of them, it's going to be a very smooth border, very consistent. In melanomas, it's not. It's going to be in-croppings, outcroppings, it's going to be very irregular. C is for color. Most moles are going to be one color. Some might be lighter, some might be darker, but they're going to be one color. In melanomas, it's not. You can have reds, you can have blues, you can have different shades of brown. We don't like that. D is for diameter. How big is it? Anything bigger than a pencil eraser, we are concerned. And then E is for evolving. You look at something and you notice, boy, that's not how it looked in the past. Often people are going to tell you that that's changed, or you're going to see it in a photo. But E is for evolving, and that's change, which we don't like.
And we're going to place all of these notes up so you can see them as well, Dave.
One question about complexions, Doc, which I guess the theory, or at least the belief, has been that if you're fairer skin like I am, you're more at risk for it than people who are darker complected. Is that true? Are they safe, whereas I'm at a much higher risk?
It's very true. You know, the fairer complexion, the higher chance you have of ending up with melanoma. However, African Americans, people of color, do not feel that this is I am not going to get melanoma. There still is a great chance that you can. And in African Americans, it's often noted on the palms, so on the palms and the soles of their feet. So that's an area that we want to do a good skin exam, but you still can get it. But genetically, what you're going to see is individuals who their genes have brought them into areas where there's been high number of sun. The body has built up color that is going to try to at least block some of it. But anyone can get a melanoma. And like you said, Steve, you'll post that stuff. But the American Academy of Dermatology, AAD.org, is I would go there because they are going to give you true, accurate information. Don't go on a website for a sunblock. Go to AAD.org.
All right, before I let you go, little kids, you try to limit their sun exposure when they're babies, obviously, but what's your advice for parents of little kids?
So super important there. First of all, children under the age of 6 months should not be out in direct sunlight ever, period. No questions asked. If you're going to have them outside, they should always be covered, whether it's in a stroller, whether it's with a hat, but they should have not. Their skin is too immature, and it can be so damaging to them that they should not. So anyone under the age of 6 months, nothing. Anything over that and still toddlers, you can start to use sunblock, but I would put as much protective clothing on them as they can. Floppy hats. One, they look quote-unquote cute, but two, it protects their ears and it also protects the back of their neck and their face. And then also put them on light clothing. If they're going to go in a swimming pool, have them with a light t-shirt on as well because it's going to give them some protection. And they can't tell you, they can't remind you that you put it on 2 hours. So set your clock, put it on your iPhone, and remind yourself. And golfers, the 10th tee is the time to put it on again.
There you go, 2 hours and do it. Yeah. Easy way to remember. And by the way, Doc, don't sell yourself short. You're cute in a floppy hat, too. Great information and really, really important. And, Dave, so people don't worry about you. Doctors say you're doing fine because you're really diligent about taking care of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I learned the hard way, and this is a great – I mean, I'm glad I've gone through it because now I know and I'm much more careful than I used to be. But I was a baby boomer and we ran around in the sun all day and never thought about it.
Yeah, Doc, I think I'm right about this, right? That's why we're seeing a lot of people late 50s, 60s, even 70s. It pops up because this damage we did back in the 70s is showing up now.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that Dave said, you know, Dave goes to a lot of sporting events and went to a lot of sporting events. Think about you parents who are going to go to soccer tournaments this year where you're going to be out in the sun for the entire day and you don't bring an umbrella. And often that sunblock is in the car because you forgot it. Throw a small thing of it in your purse, in your pocket. You need to reapply there and you're out watching soccer all day. Put it on because you're just getting beat up when you're out there. And again, tanning is not healthy. It's a sign of damage to the skin.
Doc, don't mess with Doc.
I know.
I'm telling you right now. All right, we'll see you out at Medina for the big event today. Thanks for the invite, and thanks for the information.
You got it. Take care. See you in a little bit.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.